directly to Undercountry Music with Neil Smith. Digging under the surface, finding the underground country music, news, and interviews, and bringing them to you.
Rebel flags and married people who couldn't get married before last week. Yeah, it's been an interesting week in this country, hasn't it? And 4th of July, look at that. That was your 4th, your Independence Day celebration. I like to celebrate my independence by striking up some banjos. Ah, the sweet, sweet song of the South, baby. That's what we're all about here. It is Undercountry Music, episode 169. I am your beautiful show host, Neil Smith, coming to you from high atop my internet podcasting broadcasting tower, overlooking tree branches that are overgrowing from my yard into my neighbor's yard. I probably ought to do something about that before one of them falls and hurts someone. Anyway, I'll get around to it one of these days. Anyway, how the heck are you? We had a rainy week here. And but we're coming through it. And here, and after I get done with this show, I'm going to get out and mow my yard. Anyway, here's what we do here on Undercountry Music, in case you're not familiar. What I do is I play music by the type of country and country-ish artists that you won't hear on the mainstream. Well, matter of fact, you don't hear country from the country mainstream anymore, but that's another subject for another day. Or maybe it's a subject for today. It's always a subject here on Undercountry Music. And then around the middle of the show, I get into the week in country music news. I cut through the fluff, garbage, and human interest stories, and I drill down and bring you the real news from the world of country music. The essential news, so you don't have to run around to all these different places trying to figure out what's going on in the world of real country music. I cut through all that garbage and boil it all down, condense it into one little ball, and bring it to you right here on the show. Aren't you glad you tuned in? Oh, and one other thing around the latter half of the show, latter part of the show, we take two unsuspecting and independent country and country-ish artists, and we throw them both into the ring of death, otherwise known as the Undercountry Music 1-2 Song Punch. Two artists enter, one artist leaves. Sound like fun? All right, let's get into it. And I gotta tell you, before we get started here, the Dukes of Hazzard getting pulled off TV because there's a rebel flag on top of the General Lee. That's about some BS, people. And there's a whole lot of people who are just absolutely fed up with this stuff, with this PC nonsense hand-wringing. You know, it is what it is. I don't even know what to say about it. Look at that. I'm tongue-tied. I'm just pissed. I'm just plain pissed at what's going on. We sit here and celebrate our independence, and here we are. We're getting so worried about offending anybody that we're offending everybody by taking our own freedoms away. It's sick, people. It's just absolutely sick. Anyway, DSP Band, good friends from overseas there, a little country duo, and they got a song called Give Them a Hand, and they just sent it on into me and asked me if I could throw it on the air here. It's my pleasure, because the DSP Band just rocks. And I'm going to bring it to you right now. The song's called Give Them a Hand, and you're hearing it here first on Undercountry Music, episode 169. I'm Neil Smith.
A rusty bus out on the byways, bringing music into town. For tired guys leaving all day and hope they're being missed back home. A dusty stage back on the corner. Today is up, tomorrow's down. Play the songs and then it's all over. So it's back on the road. Take a take care of them a little while. Give them a hand and they'll leave with a smile back on the road. 18 wheels slowly rolling, bringing cigarettes and beer. A tired driver in the morning hopes he'll soon be there. In the backyard ain't no parking. One day is good, another bad. I know the truck and then it's over, so it's back on the road. Take good care of him a little while. Lend him a hand and he'll leave with a smile back on the road. Care of them a little while. Give them a hand and a lead with a smile back on the road. Just an hour stop in a distant little town. No one even knew that they were there. And the families back home spent their winter nights alone, pretending that they don't care. Take good care of them a little while. Give them a hand and a leave with a smile. Take good care of them a little while. Give them a hand and a leave with a smile back on the road.
DSP Band, give them a hand, ladies and gentlemen. Another awesome one, as always. Now, I'm just going to cut right to the chase here, because it's time for the Under Country Music News! The Under Country Music News is the portion of the show where I, Neil Smith, go on to Google. I type in the search term Country Music News, and I go on to all the websites that show up on the front page of Google. And I cut through all the BS human interest stories. You know, what does Luke Bryan think about sunsets over Bahama? You know, and stuff like that. And instead, I get right past that stuff. I find the one or two good stories here, one or two good stories from this website, one or two from that website. I smush them all together into a big old spit wad. And I shove it down a big straw, and then I shoot it at your head while you're writing on the chalkboard, like a substitute teacher. If I go onto a website, though, and they claim to have country music news, and they got nothing but jackola, I reward them with the dreaded Under Country Music News Wet Belch of the Week. And it sounds a little something like this. I like that two-tone, little vibration towards the end, and then ending with a liquid bubble. Good stuff. Anyway, let's get into it. Over at CMT, CountryMusicTelevision.com, songwriter Red Lane has died at age 76. He has written songs for Tammy Wynette, Merle Haggard, and is probably best known for penning George Strait's hit, Tell Me Something Bad About Tulsa. Songwriter Red Lane, gone at age 76. Rest in peace. All right, now I'm going to report on a story from CMT, which is reporting on a story from Forbes. So I'm reporting on a story that's reporting on a story. Anyway, this story from Forbes is listing the top 100 highest paid celebrities, top 100 highest paid celebrities, and it includes quite a few from the world of country music, such as Garth Brooks at number 6, making $90 million last year, mostly due to his recent touring. Who else we got here? Others include Toby Keith at $53 million, which is You know, he's normally at the very top, but this time he comes in second in the world of country. Mostly because he, you know, hasn't put out his new album yet. I don't think he's really been touring, so that could explain that. Jason Aldean at 43 million. Luke Bryan at 43 million. Kenny Chesney at 42 million. Tim McGraw at 38 million. Florida Georgia Line at 36 million. And Zach Brown at 32 million. And Miranda and Blake are rounding up the bottom of the top 100, tying for number 95 on the list with 28.5 million each. That's a lot of cabbage, baby. Just in case you ever wanted to know. Over at Country Weekly, something interesting. The website now says Nash Country Weekly instead of just Country Weekly. It says it's powered by Nash. Now, apparently they must be under some sort of new management, and I looked to try and find details, but turned up Jack Bupkis about it. Anyone who knows the skinny on that, fill me in, all right? Write me a letter, and I'll do a Under Country Music mailbag session with you, right? Anyway, Little Big Town, they're canceling all their shows through the end of July as Jimmy Westbrook of the band has had to schedule surgery to remove a polyp from his vocal cords. Well, that sucks, doesn't it? And moving along to Taste of Country, Maddie and Tay's upcoming full-length album has had its release date pushed back from June 2nd to August 28th. And here I'm telling you about this in the middle of July. Right? Now, in a recent interview, the girls stated they wanted everything to be perfect. Now, that sounds kind of like a canned answer for other stuff that went wrong. But anyway, it's probably more true that, you know, than they'd like to admit, though, seeing how the last two singles they've released since their debut smash hit of Girl in a Country Song, the two follow-up songs were both pretty much flops. I'm guessing that the pressure's really on right now if they can't deliver another hit soon. They may find themselves label shopping or relegated to the one-hit wonder category. I really hope that doesn't happen. Also over at Taste of Country, they report that the Hank Williams biopic, I Saw the Light, is set for release on November 27th. Hey, we're going to scoot on over to the boot right now. And apparently Lee Greenwood has discovered yet another way to milk his one career hit, his patriotic 80s hit, God Bless the USA, by turning it into a children's book called Proud to Be an American. God bless America, people. All right. Hey, if Jimmy Buffett can, you know, build an entire culture around Margaritaville, hey, why not? Lee Greenwood, God bless you. All right, overall, over at the boot, they also have the video for Steven Tyler's first release as a country artist entitled Love Is Your Name. I watched and I listened. Absolutely nothing about either the song or the video stood out to me. It was instantly forgettable. Instantly forgettable, that's what you are. Yeah, didn't do nothing for me. If you want to see it, it's over at the boot. All right, Kacey Musgraves' new album, Pageant Material, just debuted at number one on the Billboard Country Albums chart. Have you been hearing her on the radio? Me neither. Apparently she kicked Willie and Merle off the top slot there. Have you been hearing Willie and Merle on the radio? Me neither. What's going on here? Both recent number one albums in country, and they are not getting airtime, people. This is grassroots support. saying we've had enough of this BS and going out and supporting real artists instead of this fluff junk that music grows trying to cram down our throat. Rock on, country fans, rock on. And congratulations, Casey Musgraves. This is awesome. Anyway, Country Standard Time. Dwight Yoakam has received the Country Radio Broadcaster's Career Achievement Award. Dwight, when giving thanks, spoke of the support he has enjoyed from country radio. He must have had amnesia for the past 10 years because I don't hear him on the radio anymore. But early in his career, he got some good support, and that's helped him a lot, I'm sure. So, all good. Anyway, good for Dwight. Rolling Stone Country is going to round out our news report for this week. And what do they got over there? Oh, they got the Under Country Music News Wet Belch of the Week. Ah, because they got nothing. Nothing but the outgoing music from the Under Country Music News. Because this has been your Under Country Music. All right. Well, seeing Rolling Stone Country not doing their job this week has got me fighting mad. Mad enough to throw open the gates of the Octagon of Death and get into the Under Country Music 1-2 Song Punch. And it's all about rebel flags and married people who couldn't previously get married. I think. I don't know. It's two independent country and country-ish artists. First one, over in the red corner, weighing a whopping 55 pounds, is Jacob Davick with I Shall Be Released. Well, Jacob, you won't be released unless you come out victorious in the Octagon of Death. Against the blue corner, Steve Free has a song called Into the Sun, and let's see if he can burn his way out of the Octagon of Death here, because this is the Under Country Music News 1-2 Song Punch. We're going to start with Jacob Davick with I Shall Be Released. Ding, ding, MFers. Ding, ding.
They say everything can be replaced, yet every distance is not near. So I remember every face of every man who put me here. My light comes shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be released. Every man must have protection. They say every man must fall. Yet I swear I see my reflection somewhere so high above this wall. See my light come shining from the west unto the east. Any day now, any day now, this lonely crowd is a man who swears he's not to blame. All day long I hear him shouting so loud, just crying out that he was framed.
You know what? That guy sounds, his voice sounds a whole lot like James Taylor. And that's not a dig. James Taylor's got an awesome voice. It was pretty good stuff there. Anyway, that was the Red Corner throwing down the first punch here in the Octagon of Death, otherwise known as the 1-2 Song Punch. Now we're going to go to the Blue Corner with Steve Free and see if he can burn some ass here in the Octagon of Death as he spits out his song called Into the Sun right here, right now, on the Under Country Music 1-2 Song Punch.
Sitting by an open fire on a cold November day, watching leaves fall from the trees while the children play. The sun is setting over the hills as the moon begins to rise. Shadows fade into the night, stars light up the sky. Moving forward, never looking back. Keep your eyes straight ahead and on the track. I want to run into the sun until my days are done. Hear the sound of a whippoorwill as he sings his one lone song. One by one, his friends join in and begin to sing along. Here comes my old hound looking for his been my friend through thick and thin, takes his place there at my feet. He's moving forward, never looking back. Got his eyes straight ahead and on the track. We're gonna run into the sun until our days are done. Horses grazing in the field on the last bits of summer grass. Trees bow down as if they know old man winter is coming fast. Moving forward, never looking back. Keep your eyes straight ahead and on the track. I want into the till my days are done. I want to run into the sun until my days are done.
That was Steve Free with Into the Sun. And let's take it into the judges to see who comes out victorious here in the Octagon of Death, otherwise known as the Undercountry Music 1-2 Song Punch. Judges.
Judge number one scores the match 15-3. Steve Free, Into the Sun. Judge number two scores the match 20-18. Jacob Davick with I Shall Be Released. And judge number three, with the final decision, scores the match 5-4 in favor of Jacob Davick with I Shall Be Released.
All right, so now, first let me preface this by saying that if I didn't like either one of the songs, they wouldn't be on the show. So I liked both songs, which is why they're here. Furthermore, both songs, I gotta tell you, it was pretty close here. Neither one of them really went out on a limb as far as breaking new ground in style or content. But, you know, they were both decent songs. And they both sounded like James Taylor. So what was the deciding factor here? By the way, Jacob Davick comes courtesy of cyberpr.biz, and Steve Free came to us courtesy of CDX. The difference was one thing: the drums. Yeah, I hate to say this, but the drums on Steve Free's song, they weren't good. Either they were programmed drums and they weren't programmed very well, because they were just rigid, like the little fills and things like that, and the breaks and fills, very rigid and not with the swing of the song. So either somebody did not program them well, or they had a drummer playing on that track that just does not have the skills to pay the bills. So, you know, and it's not really that noticeable to your average listener. But I had to, you know, differentiate these two songs and give a nod to one or the other. And so that is the way it came down. Wow, we really have a swarm of bees out there in the backyard. Yeah, the bees are buzzing. Look at that. Yeah, hopefully nobody freaks out and tries to kill all these bees. But because I like the bees. They do good stuff here. And as long as you don't mess with them, they don't mess with you. You know, I never get stung. Anyway, got kind of down a rabbit hole there, didn't I? Anyway, there you go. Congratulations to Jacob Davick. And I Shall Be Released. Courtesy of Cyber PR. And Cyber PR is a great place if you're an artist and you want to get your social media PR in order and other types of PR. They're just wonderful over there. Ariel Hyatt and her team just do a bang-up job for all their artists. And CDX is a very, very good place to be posting your music. You pay to put your music up on CDX, and they distribute it around to all kinds of radio stations, mainly country, I believe. Anyway, so I'm going to get into our wrap-up here. I want to thank you guys for joining me. I really had a wonderful time hanging out with you. And just irritating people that I like to irritate, and glad handing the people I like to glad hand. If you're interested in subscribing to this show so it comes to you automatically every week, in case you're not already subscribed, you may go on to iTunes under podcasts and look for the Undercountry Music Podcast. Just type it into the search bar, it'll come right up, hit subscribe, and it will come to you automatically with each and every new episode. Or if you have a different podcast player that you prefer, like I do, I use the Podkicker app. And no, that's not a placement or anything. I use the Podkicker app. Most people don't even know what that is, but you know, most podcasting applications for your phones, you can do a search for the podcast you're looking for, and Undercountry Music should just come right up for you. Or if it doesn't, and you want to grab the RSS feed, which is the little address that tells your podcast player where to go, just go to undercountrymusic.com. You can hear all the shows there and read the show notes at undercountrymusic.com. And just grab the link for the RSS feed. It'll be right over there to your right. Just copy and then paste that into your podcast application. There you go. You can also find this show on the Stitcher Smart Radio app and finer internet radio stations everywhere. Now, I did mention undercountrymusic.com, and that is where you can find links to all the artists that you've heard here today, and go and support them because they are doing cool stuff. Or just look in the show notes right here and you'll find their links right there, as well as links to all other kinds of stuff that I get my fingers into. All right, I'm going to take us out of this show with a group that I plan to have on this show very, very soon. I'm scheduled to interview them over the air here in a day or two. But, you know, sometimes those things don't work out, so I shy away from saying they'll be my special guest on the next episode, although that is the plan. But anyway, here is Gallows Bound. They're about to head out on a little tour. I'm going to catch them from the road here in a couple days. At least that is the plan, if it all works out. I'm going to play you their song. It's called Dominion Flowers. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, Neil Smith, right here on Under Country Music, episode 169. I could not do this without you. Actually, I could, but it just wouldn't be as fun. Stay under, stay country.
Oh, Dominion flowers, drink Virginia rain. And I'm going off to that spot where your last words remain. And when will that day come when I don't feel the blame? And who thought I'd be the one they'd never see again?
listening to Under Country Music with Neil Smith. Please visit undercountrymusic.com to listen, subscribe, and share. Thanks for listening.